This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. More people travel to Cincinnati on Thanksgiving weekend than at any other time of the year. And this year, the city's taking advantage of that to show off a bit. In collaboration with the Cincinnati Symphony and its fifth annual One City, One Symphony concerts, the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber, Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated, and other local organizations are presenting Home, a series of events to highlight all that Cincinnati has to offer. Joining us for a preview of Home are Chris Pinello, Vice President of Communications for the Cincinnati Symphony and Cincinnati Pops Orchestras, Director of Marketing for Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated, Tricia Suit, and Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber Director of Communications, Rich Wahlberg. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Chris, Tricia, Rich, good to see everybody this afternoon.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Chris, tell me how this all came about, the CSO's One City, One Symphony concert. How did that kickstart the idea for this whole series of events?
Well, this started a few years back. It was inspired by Louis Longre coming on as our new music director. And the idea is kind of like a city that has a library that has everyone read the same book. So everyone reads that same book, and there's a series of conversations around that subject. We thought that's very applicable to music, and we wanted people to really feel engaged in what we were putting on stage. So we picked one weekend out of our many, call it One City, One Symphony, and have this large community dialogue around a piece. And we've had different themes throughout the history of One City, One Symphony, but this year we really wanted to focus on what it is to be home. What is home? Last year was freedom. The year before that was heroes. This year is home. And we've got a really spectacular program for Thanksgiving weekend. All American, the music of Aaron Copland, a brand new piece by a Cincinnati composer, Michael Fide, and we have our former creative director and legendary saxophonist, Branford Marsalis, returning to Cincinnati to do a piece by John Williams. So we really feel like this is putting Cincinnati's best foot forward in a sense. Like many, I was raised in Cincinnati and left for a while, and yearned to be home and returned home. And really, Cincinnati has gone through some extraordinary changes over the past few years. We at the Symphony serve this community. We love this community. And we're really proud to be the smallest market in the entire country to support we're on one of 15 full-time orchestras in the entire country. We're the smallest market to do that. One of the world's best orchestras right here in Cincinnati. We're really proud of that. And we want people coming home to experience their hometown orchestra.
Well, Rich, tell us about how the Chamber got involved in this. What did the Chamber see in this theme and the timing of this particular concert?
Well, we have 4,000 business members, and they tell us on a regular basis that they have a very tough time. They have jobs available, but they have a tough time filling those jobs with skilled talent. So while we're doing other things, one of our big pillars is to bring in many, many people to attract, to develop, and connect talent in this region. So Mary Stageman, having heard about what the symphony's doing, and the symphony, and I love saying this, was very instrumental in doing this. Mary Stageman worked with our Sea Change group, which is a development group for emerging leaders in Cincinnati, to create what we're calling Home. And for the Home weekend, we hope to, like Chris said, find more people like him that went away, coming back for that Thanksgiving weekend. So if you have family or friends coming home that weekend, please bring them to Home, which is a series of events, the symphony being one of them, but many, many events to show off what Cincinnati is now. So if you've been gone 5, 10, 15 years, it's a lot different now. We're unapologetically proud now, and we want to show that off to everyone.
Tricia, can you top Rich's pun?
No,
we'll ask you a legitimate question.
Yeah.
How did the theme, the home theme, how did that shape the programming and putting together this whole weekend?
One thing that I found really cool about all of it was that a lot of the programming already existed. So there were traditions and these, you know, things people were already doing around the holidays, and it was just sort of labeling them as home. And we have the experience with Dazzle that, you know, people come every year. It becomes a tradition. So when kids come home from college. They want to do the thing that they did when they were in high school. So it's about bringing people back down and experiencing and re-experiencing some of these things that they do love. So for us, it was just a way to kind of cement some of the ideas about what we're doing and then play up some of the other events that are already happening. And as Rich said, you know, it is a very different city than it was 10, 5, even 3 years. I mean, I think kids who went to college in August come back and there's a streetcar running and mm-hmm. some of the construction that was going on other projects is now open. And it's and really they can have a sense of pride in that too. And if they're showing it off to – if they bring their friends back, my nieces come back with friends of theirs for certain events – they're really excited to show off Cincinnati to them. So,
oh, that's a good point too, because for a lot of the people who come back for Thanksgiving, this might be the first chance they get to ride the streetcar.
Right. Yes. Yep.
Chris, leading up to the concert weekend, CSO is hosting five break bread and listen events around town.
Delicious.
Yes. Delicious. So I wonder if you tell us what these particular events are.
Well, traditionally, One City, One Symphony, we had what we call listening parties, where people would get together, hear information about the musical program that was coming up with One City, One Symphony, and have conversation, sometimes with some live performance. And this is taking that concept and improving upon it. So we're actually creating a meal around this experience. And the idea is we're taking this conversation into different communities and different neighborhoods throughout Cincinnati because we really do want to have this community conversation. The idea of One City, One Symphony is that we have this incredible music, but the music came from somewhere. It was inspired by something. And also listening to that music should inspire people in different ways. Our mission as an orchestra is to seek and share inspiration. So we're always looking for also how the community inspires us. So we want to hear what the community has to say about this music. And part of the program is this beautiful suite. It's actually three different selections from Aaron Copland's The Tenderland, which is just an iconic American piece of music. And our members of our orchestra...
Does it make you think of home?
It does make you think
it's
of
beautiful.
Home.
Yeah.
Okay. It absolutely does. Tugs on the heartstrings a mm-hmm. little bit. And the members of our orchestra will be out at these break bread and listen sessions in different configurations performing this beautiful music. And the idea is that people will have a chance to interact with our musicians who are, by the way, Cincinnatians. They live in this area, in the region. They go to church. They go to temple. They shop in the stores. They send their kids to school just like everyone else. And they're part of the fabric of this community. So, you know, we're always proud to have they're our greatest ambassadors as well out in the community and having these really engaging conversations. In addition to that, before the Friday concert after Thanksgiving on Black Friday, there's a special event at the CAC where you think about, like, okay, let's say you're a parent or grandparent or older sibling. You've invited your loved one back for Thanksgiving. They're going to have a fantastic turkey feast on Thanksgiving evening. And the next day, they might want to go out with their friends. Well, CAC is going to have Molly Wellman serving up drinks before the concert. They're going to be in that incredibly beautiful, intricate space that is the CAC. And then they can just walk down to the Taft Theater for the concert with Branford Marsalis and the CSO, Louis Langre, conducting. So we really are making it impossible mm-hmm. not to love Cincinnati. And that's the idea.
What neighborhoods are the break bread events going to be in?
They're going to be in Madisonville, Price Hill, Walnut Hills, Avondale, and I think we're even working on some additional locations.
But people can find a schedule of these.
They can find them on our website. In fact, the first one is actually on Thursday at Art Space in Madisonville from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It's the very first one on November 3rd.
Tricia or Rich, do you have any idea how many people come into town, how much economic impact these traditional events generate during the holidays?
I don't have exact numbers on that. I can get you that number. But we do know that, according to CVG, mm-hmm. that week is their busiest week, and CVG is a big part of this event as well, having events at the international airport, as well as having a lot of signage welcoming those folks who have left and are now coming back, at least for this weekend, and we hope for a long time, to the greater Cincinnati area.
Rich, something else that's going to happen is we're going to have a new beer festival that's mm-hmm. part of this whole thing.
Now we're talking economic development.
Right. Beer and Cincinnati go hand in hand. So
I've never heard of beer being popular in Cincinnati before.
Where did this idea come from?
There's this rich brewing heritage that we have. And yeah, the same folks from the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber that put on Taste of Cincinnati and put on Oktoberfest Cincinnati, are now helming an event called Ale to the Queen City. And it's on.
Puns.
Yeah, but I didn't do that one.
That one wasn't intentional. He didn't come up with that. Yeah. But
So Ale to the Queen City is on the evening of Black Friday, and it's on the Saturday after. It's from 4 to 11 p.m. We do not have the complete list yet, but it's all local craft beers. We might have a few from Cleveland and Lexington as well to be part. We'll have somewhere between 20 and 40 beers on the menu for that. And speaking of the menus will be performing as well as I'm sure someone that will soon be at the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Naked Karate Girls, and also who else? We have Cherry on Top and Flip Cup All-Stars all performing at Ale to the Queen City on it's on Maring Way between Elm Street and the Roebling Bridge on November 26th and 27th, 4 to 11 p.m.
So how many different organizations are involved in putting this all together? I mean, sounds very ambitious.
Dozens?
About two dozen?
Yeah. That's another thing, too, that I think we are rightly proud of in Cincinnati is how collaborative we all are. It's the thing where the symphony's doing a program, the chamber hears about it and says, well, how can we work together? And then a huge room full of people all sat together and said, well, we're doing this. Well, what if we do this? So it was some of the ideas that existed, new programming, established programming, and how we could all work together and help each other out. I mean, we're excited to have Ale to the Queen City because, I mean, we'll have Macy's Downtown Dazzle on that Saturday night, Light Up the Squares that Friday night while the CAC is doing events, and they're all before the concerts. And then after the concert, you can go to the beer festival, and the streetcar is going to be connecting all of those things. So there's just a multitude of things that you can do with kids, with adults, if you need a little time away from your family. so many of these organizations have come together to really create a special weekend.
And so you've got a lot of different events planned. Are any of the downtown hotels offering special packages for that weekend in conjunction with the event?
I could check with the CVB on that, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'm sure there will be special rates just for the Thanksgiving weekend, with just in general that it's such a busy travel weekend, and some folks, believe it or not, don't like to stay with their families.
What?
So yeah, I'm
a house full, by the way. So
oh yeah,
yes.
Well, it's, please bring that.
You know, there'll be some special rates.
So what can people expect to see on the streets of Cincinnati, Tricia? What's this going to look like?
It will be everything they love, but more of it. That's one of the things that if I can tell a story from the All-Star game. You know, I was in a corner and there were fire jugglers on one side and somebody playing guitar, and there was a choir singing, and there was a family from St. Louis, and they said, is it like this every weekend? And I said, yes it is. And that's kind of how I feel about this weekend, because there will be live music performances happening all over, whether it's, you know, the menus or it's performances at the CAC along with what the CSO is doing. And on Fountain Square,
there will be
carolers on the connector. ArtsWave has jumped in with both feet on this. And so it may be on the connector, it may be at the stations, depending on how much space we have. So there will be entertainers and performers, as well as just sort of the usual holiday cheer folks out. We're excited to kind of ramp up what we're doing both, with on the streetcar and in some of the spaces around Fountain Square, at Macy's, at Carew Tower, and really kind of bring all those to life, because we'll have so many people who maybe haven't been here for a little while and kind of reintroduce them to some of these great spaces.
It is amazing how the streetcar connects everyone too. And we've done this before. We've gone on Park to Finley Market with my wife and my 2-year-old son, and we've just gone to had lunch at the banks and just ridden around the city. The Taft Theater, where the CSO is playing, is only a block away from a streetcar stop. Mm-hmm. So really a chance to see a lot of the city, park once, and just really get a sense of how vibrant Cincinnati has become.
The timing of having the streetcar open for this event is just great timing.
It's a huge advantage for all of us, and makes it so simple to do so many of these different activities.
We saw tremendous benefits from the Cincinnati Bell Connector at Oktoberfest Cincinnati. Just having the brand new site this year, not everyone sure where to park, although there was plenty of parking available, but you could park as far north as Finley Market and take the streetcar to Oktoberfest Cincinnati. And it was there of paying weekends, it was their busiest weekend for the streetcar.
Tricia, tell us about a few of the other events that will be going on.
Sure. The Macy's Light Up the Square, which will be on that Friday, the 25th. Macy's Downtown Dazzle on Saturday. Also on Saturday is Small Business Saturday, which is an initiative that American Express does. And we'll have stores in OTR and the Central Business District participating. And again, these small independent retailers, many of whom are new for people, it's a great way to kind of connect with them. And a lot of entrepreneurs, too. So again, that's that whole environment of new businesses and entrepreneurs that we have in Cincinnati, kind of showing that off to people. But also, Phantom of the Opera will be at the Aronoff Center that weekend. So, you know, the hits just keep on coming with that. The ice rink will be up and running, and it's already open. So so there'll be activities all throughout the weekend at the ice rink. And the Cincy Pop Shops, which is an initiative that DCI is doing with the city, will be at Carew Tower. So again, kind of seizing on the entrepreneurial spirit and showing off a little bit of that startup culture and the artisans that we have here in Cincinnati, and giving people something to do during the day because their evenings are going to be pretty full. I mean, that's one thing we can guarantee. But Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, Ensemble Theater are both doing their holiday performances that are kicking off that weekend. And also, by the way, Kenny Rogers will be performing at the Taft Theater on Sunday night.
How popular is that ice rink, Tricia?
It's huge, and it's bigger this year, or it was enlarged last year, so it's the same size that it was last year. They do great business, lots and lots of skaters. I think they're a little more successful when it's a bit colder, so this 80
probably won't be 80 degrees on Thanksgiving
this
weekend.
80 degree weather is
but that's
probably
good
not
beer
great.
Drinking weather.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
So, but yeah, that. I mean, it's and especially that weekend, it's packed. Lines, people waiting in line to skate. And it's just, it makes it a lot of fun there. And that streetcar stop that's closest to the Taft Theater is right by Fountain Square. So there's a way to kind of, you know, do all of those things really easily and pack it all in there and you know, keep the family maybe out of your house for a little bit.
It's not a bad
thing. Keep them busy. Yeah.
Well, what can people do to plan now? I mean, their passports available, right?
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the passport?
Yeah. There are plenty of new restaurants in the last few years, as well as bars and retail shops. Talked about the Cincy pop-up shops in Carew Tower. And some of those restaurants, we were just named, I think, the sixth best foodie town in the nation, as well as our bars are getting attention in Esquire magazine and in USA Today and Playboy. And so those folks coming back to experience those for the first time, we have a passport that you can pick up at those locations. And then for each one you visit, you get a stamp. And then all the directions are right in it as to where you turn that passport in at the end of the weekend. And if you have so many stamps, then you're eligible for different prizes and so on. But yeah, make sure you pick up one of those passports.
Where do you get them at, Rich?
In the locations, okay. in the different restaurants. I don't have one with me. But, you know, most of the restaurants and bars, especially in Over the Rhine and in the main downtown in the Banks area.
So, you know, one of the goals is to have millennials, young talent, either come back or stay put, to give them a reason to show them all the values in Cincinnati. How are you going to know if you've been successful at achieving that?
I would say it will take a few years.
Yeah.
But we are monitoring, the chamber is, the number of people and the number of jobs we can fill with skilled talent. We're doing that through a variety of ways. This being one of them, we're also working with universities to make sure that they're building the proper pipeline for those jobs. But I think we'll see in a few years if our population shift. Right now, the greatest growth we're seeing is through births. So we want to see in a few years that more of that growth is coming from bringing people in from out of town, from out of country, and those people who used to live here, who we call boomerangs, who will then come back to Cincinnati.
So does this particular event, does home come back next year?
We know that we want parts of the event to come back next year. So we'll have to see how it goes this year, and we'll evaluate and see if home is part of it. And if the beer festival goes well, I imagine that will definitely be back.
Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Chris Pinello, Vice President of Communications for the Cincinnati Symphony and Cincinnati Pops Orchestras, Director of Marketing for Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated, Tricia Suit, and Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber Director of Communications, Rich Wahlberg. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier with help from Kevin Reynolds. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Dave Shermer was the technical director. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. The Ohio U.S. Senate election is one of the most watched races in the country, as both parties hope to win control of both houses of Congress, no matter who wins the White House. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll hear from incumbent Senator Rob Portman and his challenger, former Governor Ted Strickland. We'll also hear from the two candidates seeking to become the next mayor of Covington. That's on Cincinnati Edition, tomorrow afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.